I brought with me this morning something that I got as a Christmas gift, sort of. It's something that I received early in the season on Saturday, December 5th, when I was in one of the local grocery stores. It was that day that is apparently quite important in the lives of grocers, when various competing retailers were offering samples of things they thought you might enjoy during the holiday season. And in the process of enjoying some of the handouts, I was handed this cup in which some wine was poured. The next day, Sunday, December 6th, I was at Messiah for the worship service. It was the Sunday when a new pastor was installed to serve the congregation. And in the course of that service, I was handed this cup in which some wine had been poured, offered this cup. This was truly a gift, for what a difference exists between the two. With respect to external appearances, no, not really. But with respect to the contents, the motivation for giving the gifts, and the long-term effects, tremendous differences. Visibly, they look very, very much the same, and both were offered as types of gifts, but the differences that exist are profound, as revealed by some of the words that are typically heard when receiving such things. When you're in a grocery store and you are given a sample of beverage such as this, you might hear words like, "Would you like to try a sample of our wine?" However, when we are offered this type of cup filled with wine, we are given to hear these special words: "Take and drink. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of sins." In both of these situations, small cups of wine are freely given as types of gifts, but one of the great differences that exists between the two is found in the reason for the gift. In the case of a grocer, this is dispensed and handed out in the hope that the grocer will get something back. Person is given a sample. Possibly that person will like what he or she tastes and will give the merchant some money for more. It is the exact opposite in the case of the Lord's Supper. The entire reason the Lord instituted the holy meal was to make us rich spiritually. "This cup," said Jesus, "is given and shed for you for the remission of sins." We're dealing with something entirely different here, for in this instance, that which fills the cup of communion is entirely different than any other beverage. It is not only wine that we receive, it is wine connected with the very blood of Christ. "The bread which we break," asks the Apostle Paul, "it is a participation with the body of Christ, isn't it? The cup of blessing which we bless, it is a participation with the blood of Christ, isn't it?" Yes, we receive wine in the cup of the sacrament, but in, with, and under that wine, the very blood of the Savior, the blood that was given for a very special purpose. The blood of Jesus was given, first of all, in the sense of being offered up. It was given for us. It was the all-atoning payment which was poured out on the cross of Calvary in our place. The Lamb of God willingly shed his blood, dispensed his blood, in order to pay for the sins of the entire world. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus did not give his blood out of a motivation to receive something back from us personally. He was not involved in some kind of business enterprise to benefit himself. He gave his blood, his life, in self-denying obedience to his heavenly Father in order to pay our debt in full. And one offering was enough. He has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. But there's more. The blood of Christ, which was given for us, is now given to us individually. It's linked to these two types of giving, which are explained very simply in the Catechism. Question 404, how, according to these words, was the forgiveness of our sins achieved? Christ gave his body into death and shed his blood for us. His body and blood were given for us. Question 405. Why then does Christ give us this same body and blood in the sacrament? Thereby Christ gives and seals unto each communicant personally the forgiveness of sins purchased for him on the cross. His body and blood are now given to us as well. No bread and wine could be more spiritually satisfying than those which are connected with the body and blood of Christ. For whenever we receive the sacrament, we are receiving the assurance that payment for every one of our sins has been made. Whenever we receive the Lord's Supper, we are being brought into contact with the purest gospel. For with the body and blood of Christ, the Spirit is reaffirming the fact that atonement is complete, that peace with God is an accomplished fact. The gospel, as it comes to us in spoken form when we hear the word, is perfectly adequate and sufficient to bring us to an understanding of the forgiveness that we have in Christ, to create and sustain faith. But the Lord has graciously given us the gospel also in this sacramental form in order to underscore all that he has accomplished on our behalf. Much more than just a symbol, which the Passover lamb in the Old Testament times was, the very body and blood of Christ are given to us in communion, discrediting all doubts that our justification and forgiveness have been achieved personally. How misguided is the notion that the Lord spreads his banquet before people so that we can somehow do something for him, as though he fits into that category of peddlers who are out to get something for themselves. It's entirely a matter of God giving us for something for our benefit. Likewise, how misguided and short-sighted is our own perspective if we approach the sacrament in casual manner, viewing it merely as monthly ritual. Isn't it a terribly sad commentary on the weakness of our faith and perspective when we might view a sample given to us in a grocery store as being something more enjoyable or exciting than the very body and blood of the Lord, which is given to us in the house of the Lord? This weekend, God willing, we will be returning to the Lord's house. And since this will be the first weekend of the month, we will be offered again a small cup filled with wine and a thin wafer. But so much more than a small cup of wine and a thin wafer. Given to us in the sacrament is the very body and blood that was given for us on the cross. Draw nigh and take the body of the Lord and drink the holy blood for you outpoured. It is faith's bond and solid base, the covenant of hope and grace. Christians have been singing about this wonderful gift for centuries. May we join them in marveling over the wonder of such a gift and the greatness of such grace. As does hymn 755 in stanzas 1 and 2. Hymn 755, stanzas 1 and 2.